Welcome to our deep dive today.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about Jill Riggins Scully,
Okay.
and her businesses in Hastings, Minnesota.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's impressive windows and interiors. And Miss Daisy's Mercantile.
Okay, cool.
And we're going to be taking all this information from a really great article that I found on Hastings Now.
Okay.
Yeah, so Hastings Now, great local news and events platform, really captures kind of the essence of Hastings and
Yeah.
what it's like to be there. So
Cool.
Jill Riggins Scully, she's an entrepreneur, and we're going to be talking all about her journey today
Sounds
and how
good.
she got started.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting about her story is how she took something that was a frustration for her and turned it into a passion and then ultimately into a successful business.
Yeah, absolutely. And her story really begins in the early 2000s
Okay.
when she was building her first home. So I think a lot of us can relate to this.
Yeah.
You know, that feeling of when you're building a home,
Yeah.
that excitement, but then also that being a little bit lost.
Exactly. It can be super overwhelming.
Yeah. And so for her, that feeling of being lost sparked something bigger. She found the design process overly complex
No.
and really lacking accessible options.
Yeah. And that's a common pain point for a lot of homeowners.
Yeah,
It's like, where do you even begin?
exactly. Yeah. So she kind of threw herself into research, took some online interior design courses.
Wow, back then.
Yeah, back in 2005.
Yeah.
And this was on a hand-me-down a computer from her mom.
That's resourceful.
Yeah, talk about resourcefulness.
Yeah.
So she used that computer and took those online courses, and that really became the spark for
All
everything.
right.
And so she quickly got her hands on samples
Oh,
because she
cool.
was in these courses.
Okay.
And then from there, she just launched her business that
Wow.
same year.
So 2005.
Yeah, 2005. She launched Organized by Jill,
Right.
and her mission was to really make design easier and more fun for everyone.
That's great.
Yeah, and so
Yes.
she identified a need in the market,
Yeah.
and then she just went for it.
Absolutely. But launching a business anytime is challenging, but especially during a housing market downturn.
You're exactly right.
So I can only imagine the obstacle she must have faced.
Totally. And that's where her resilience really shines.
Okay.
There was a point where someone just asked her if she could sew draperies, and she
Okay.
said yes.
Just like that.
Yeah, and she grabbed her sewing machine and just made it happen.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great
It
anecdote.
really speaks to her adaptability,
Yeah.
her willingness to just say yes to figure it
Totally.
out.
And it was such a pivotal moment for her business because
Oh.
that one, yes, led to just a ton of new projects.
Okay.
Yeah, and it wasn't enough for her to just ride that wave of,
Okay.
that one, yes.
Yeah.
She really sought out
Oh,
connections
cool.
and joined the Hastings Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
She also joined various women's business groups. So she was really all about that community support.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so important for entrepreneurs to have that network.
Exactly. It's not just about what you know,
Right.
it's about who you know.
Exactly.
And so she quickly found that out.
Cool.
So let's talk about her business name.
Okay.
It's actually gone through some changes.
Interesting.
It started as Organized by Jill. And then in 2007, it became Organized by Jill Interior Design.
Okay.
And then finally, it became what it is today, Impressive Windows and Interiors.
So it sounds like those name changes really reflect the growth of the business.
Yeah,
Like
exactly.
it was evolving and becoming more sophisticated.
Yeah, and she had this really conscious decision to make sure that the business could outgrow her.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Thinking about the long term.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so she runs two businesses now. So can you imagine that?
That's a lot.
Yeah, her days are just full of activity.
I bet.
Hundreds of emails,
Oh, yeah.
CAD drawings, coordinating with subcontractors,
Wow.
creating digital mood boards.
It's a lot to juggle.
Yeah, and not only that, but she really strives to stay ahead of the trends.
It's so important in that industry.
Yeah, in the design world.
Yeah.
So she's constantly learning.
Well, right.
She and her team, they take courses every month.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so they're really dedicated to
Yeah.
staying on top of the latest trends.
Yeah.
But what I think is even more fascinating is that she really goes beyond just the technical aspects of design. She creates spaces that are not just aesthetically pleasing,
Yeah.
but they're meaningful for her clients.
That's really special.
Yeah, so it's really about that personal touch.
Okay.
And the article actually mentions that her design build projects often span months.
Oh, wow.
Or sometimes even years.
So she really gets to know her clients.
Yeah. So she really takes the time to build those relationships,
yeah,
understand their needs, and...
and create something truly unique for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the end of the project, they're practically family.
That's lovely.
Yeah. And she describes her brand personality as...
okay.
Calm, collected, and colorful.
Mm-hmm.
With a little wild side now and then.
I love that.
Yeah. So I think that really sums up.
It's a great tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her and her business perfectly.
It really captures the blend of professionalism and personality.
Yeah. And I think it points to a deeper design philosophy as well.
Right. Like, what does she mean by meaningful spaces?
Exactly.
How does she actually achieve that?
Yeah. And you mentioned before CAD drawings and digital mood boards.
Oh, yeah.
So can you talk a little bit more about that and how technology has really changed the design industry?
Oh, absolutely. Technology has revolutionized the way designers work.
Yeah.
Like with CAD software.
Yeah.
It allows designers like Jill to create these really detailed 3D models of spaces.
Wow.
So clients can actually visualize what the final result will look like.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And what about digital mood boards?
Oh, yeah.
Some of our listeners might not know what that is. Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. So imagine like a digital collage.
Okay.
That captures the essence of a design concept.
Okay.
So you've got images, colors, textures, furniture pieces,
mm-hmm,
all together to create a visual representation of the style and feel of a space.
Oh, wow.
So it's a great way to get the designer and the client on the same page early on in the process.
Yeah. So it's really about,
yeah,
painting that picture of, nope, what it's going to look like.
Using digital tools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before any work even begins.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about her early days, her dedication to learning, how she leverages technology.
Right.
But there's another part of her story that really stands out.
Okay.
And that's her commitment to Hastings.
Yeah. She's clearly very invested in her community.
Yeah. And it's not just about running a business in Hastings.
Oh,
it's
not
about contributing and making it a place.
Yeah.
So she's known for her financial contributions, her volunteer work, and supporting local organizations.
Very fantastic.
And she does it all with this quiet humility.
Hmm.
She prefers to let her actions speak louder than words.
It's genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does kind of raise an interesting question.
Oh, what's that?
You know, she prefers to do these acts of kindness quietly.
Right.
But some people might argue that, you know, when you do it publicly,
mm-hmm,
it can actually inspire others.
That's a good point.
To get involved.
Yeah, it's like leading by example.
Yeah, so it's kind of a balance,
right,
between,
right,
wanting, yeah, to do it genuinely,
mm-hmm,
but also realizing that,
yeah,
if you're more public about it,
right,
it can inspire others.
Exactly. It depends on the person and their motivations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of impact,
mm-hmm,
Impressive Windows and Interiors,
okay,
is approaching its 20th anniversary.
Wow.
In April 2025.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, it's a big milestone.
Especially in that industry.
Yeah. And it really speaks to her dedication and business acumen.
Yeah. And her adaptability, too.
Yeah.
To have weathered all the changes over the years.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And if there's one message that Jill wants to share with everyone,
okay,
it's this. Be honest.
Mm.
Be yourself.
Okay.
Be humble.
Mm-hmm.
Be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else will take care of itself.
Words to live by.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
And so remember how we were talking about her feeling lost,
yeah,
in those early days,
yeah,
when she was building her first home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, over a decade ago, she had this amazing aha moment.
Okay.
That really solidified her love for Hastings.
Oak.
So she was just walking down Sibley Street, running errands,
oh, yeah,
and this wave of gratitude just washed over her.
Wow.
And she realized,
yeah,
in that moment that Hastings truly felt like home.
That's a beautiful realization.
Yeah. And that feeling has just grown stronger over the years.
It's like she found her place.
Yeah. And so,
yeah,
Hastings isn't just the place where she built her business. It's the place where she built her life,
yeah,
and filled it with creativity, connection, and community.
That's really special.
Yeah. And I think that's really, yeah, what makes this story so special.
It's heartwarming.
Yeah. And I think in part two, we'll delve a little deeper into her design philosophy and how she creates those meaningful spaces for her clients.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear more about that.
Okay. Yeah. So stay tuned for part two.
Sounds good.
Ah.
It really is. Yeah. It highlights how our personal and professional lives kind of like intertwine.
Yeah.
And I think when you find purpose in your work, it really enriches your sense of belonging.
Absolutely. And speaking of purpose,
yeah,
we've been talking about how Jill's approach to design really goes beyond just aesthetics. She's all about creating these meaningful spaces for her clients. So what does that actually look like?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's one thing to talk about these meaningful spaces.
Right.
But to actually create that in a physical environment requires a lot of understanding. You know, her clients' lifestyles, their values, their aspirations. I imagine there's a lot of listening involved. A lot of observation. Maybe even a bit of intuition.
Like she's crafting an experience.
Exactly.
Not just designing a space.
It's about how people want to live and feel in their homes.
Exactly. Yeah. And her projects often span months or even years.
Right.
So there's a lot of time for that.
It's a real journey for both the client and the designer.
Yeah. So it's not just about picking pretty furniture and colors.
Right. It's about understanding flow, functionality, natural light.
How people actually use the space.
Exactly. How they move through it.
Yeah.
How they interact with it. And ultimately how it contributes to their well-being.
And earlier you mentioned her commitment to continuous learning. What are some of the things that she focuses on?
I imagine she stays updated on all the latest trends. You know, materials, technology, sustainable design. She wants to be at the forefront of the industry.
Absolutely. And she brings her team along with her.
That's great. Investing in their professional development as well.
And it's not just about staying relevant.
Right.
It's about evolving and making sure she's offering the best possible service.
Exactly.
So we've talked about her early days, her design approach, her commitment to community, her continuous learning. But let's go back to those two businesses for a second. Impressive Windows and Interiors. And Miss Daisy's Mercantile.
So tell me more about Ms. Daisy's Mercantile. How does that fit into everything?
I think it's kind of a natural extension of her passion.
Okay.
For creating beautiful and functional spaces. I wonder how the two businesses complement each other.
Is there any synergy between them?
Maybe Ms. Daisy's Mercantile is like a showcase for her design aesthetic.
That would make sense.
Or maybe she uses it to source items for her interior design project.
Oh, that's a good idea. It's a great way to diversify her offerings. While staying true to her core passion.
And speaking of values. We've talked about her commitment to community. But I'd love to learn more about what that looks like in practice.
What are some specific examples?
Maybe she supports some local organizations or initiatives. Maybe she mentors aspiring entrepreneurs. Or offers her design skills for community projects.
And we know that she likes to do these things quietly.
Right under the radar.
Yeah.
But her impact is definitely felt.
Absolutely. It extends beyond just the physical spaces that she designs. It's like this ripple effect of positivity. And it all comes back to that message. Be honest, be yourself, be humble, be helpful. Everything else will take care of itself.
Such great advice.
So
I want to bring us back to that aha moment that Jill had on Sibley Street.
Right when she realized Hastings felt like home.
What do you think it was about that moment?
You know, it's interesting because it was such an ordinary thing.
Just running errands.
Yet it sparked this profound realization. So maybe it was the familiarity of the street, the people she saw, the feeling of ease, the comfort.
It's like all those little moments culminated in this realization.
That she belonged there.
And that leads me to a thought for our listeners. How can we all contribute to making our communities feel more like home?
That's a great question to consider.
What can we do to foster that sense of belonging?
Maybe it's supporting local businesses. Volunteering our time. Just being a good neighbor.
Even small acts of kindness can make a difference.
Absolutely. They can have a ripple effect.
And create a more connected community.
It's about investing in our communities. And ultimately investing in ourselves.
And if you want to learn more about Jill and her journey, check out the article on Hastings Now.
It's a really inspiring read.
Absolutely.
It reminds us that powerful stories can be found right in our own backyards.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Of course.
We'll see you next time.